This is something that is evolving, and you'll hear more from me. But there was nothing today that was onerous that I can see anyway that came out of this news conference. But the fact, and by the way, we'll have a chance to visit with a city leader, Victoria Seaman, coming up at the top of the hour, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. And one of the things we'll talk about, I'll ask her. The governor had his news conference today. Nothing really of substance other than, please get vaccinated. Maybe you'll win $1 million. I mean, that's what it comes down to. No, really. It comes down to bribing the people of Nevada and of Clark County and saying, hey, you might win $1 million. We'll find out in a couple of weeks, won't we? Stay where you are. More to do. One of the things we're going to get to with Victoria Seaman is the first day of school coming up next Monday. Yeah, hard to believe it, but we are there. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our economy and our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I love those people. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A raging wildfire has destroyed much of a California gold rush era town.
The Northern California Dixie wildfire tore through the quaint Sierra Nevada mountain town of Greenville, leaving much of the downtown in ashes. Officials confirmed some buildings were destroyed. An AP photographer described seeing a gas station, hotel, and local bar burn to the ground. Footage from Wednesday night and early this morning showed fires still burning amid the husks of downtown buildings, some of which are more than a century old. The Dixie Fire has grown to over 428 square miles. It's been burning for 3 weeks across Plumas and Butte counties. Fire crews are bracing for another explosive run of flames, fed by bone-dry vegetation and 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts. I'm Jennifer King.
Senate Democrats plot to squeeze several health care promises into a new social spending bill before the midterm elections and the August recess.
Democrats' $3.5 trillion social spending package marks the party's last chance before the midterm elections to make good on health care promises they're counting on to keep control of Congress. All they need is several trillion more dollars to squeeze as many of their priorities as possible into a budget resolution that's expected right after the bipartisan infrastructure package. Lawmakers are discussing making some of the new health spending temporary. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says, with inflation raging, this plan is wildly out of proportion with what the country needs right now. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The nation's top aviation regulator is asking local officials to consider filing criminal charges more often against people who act up during airline flights. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon says airline crews often ask police to meet their plane when it lands because of unruly passengers. In some cases, flight attendants report being assaulted. Dixon says many of the passengers are interviewed by police and then released without any charges. He calls that a missed opportunity. On Wall Street, the Dow by 271 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/...
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DiCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. Despite being fully vaccinated, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says she recently tested positive for COVID-19. The 82-year-old said her symptoms were mild and she quarantined herself for 10 days, which is why she missed the city council's meeting 2 weeks ago. While she's been criticized in the past for downplaying the seriousness of the COVID-19 outbreak, Goodman asked people to get vaccinated. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 15.5%, more than three times the 5% threshold recommended by the World Health Organization to curb the spread of the virus. The state's lowest rate was 3.3% on June 9th. Clark County's 14-day rolling positivity rate has hit 16.5%. As a doctor, wellness advocate, and lifestyle blogger, Las Vegas physician Dr. Audrey Sue Cruz is many things. Now, she's also a Barbie doll. To honor what they call modern real-life heroes of the pandemic, Mattel has added six new Barbie dolls to its lineup, including Dr. Cruz. The doll created in her likeness is now available at Las Vegas Target stores. $5 from each purchase will benefit First Responders Children's Foundation.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Going to crash southbound Paradise there at the airport connector. The crews are on scene. Another incident, 15 southbound, that is past Sahara on the right shoulder. Also, you are bumper-to-bumper right now at the Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 15 southbound at the 95 interchange and 515 west at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are... Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local, inching ever closer to the weekend. I'm so excited to have the weekend within sight. So good to have her on the show. She is a regular. She's our good friend, and she is also a city councilwoman from Ward 2 in Las Vegas, city of Las Vegas. She is Victoria Seaman, and she joins us. Madam Councilwoman, always good to have you with us. How you been?
Always good to be here, and it's great. I'm feeling great.
Let me have you respond to the news of the day. Word coming out today from the Mayor Carolyn Goodman that she missed the July 21st City Council meeting because she tested positive for COVID-19.
Yes, she did, and she's feeling just fine. And that was kept very tight-lipped. None of us really knew about it until she announced it to the public at the council meeting. And, I'm glad to see that she's feeling good.
No, and that's good. I want to ask you, because it kind of segues nicely into mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Let's begin with the mask mandate. There are a lot of folks that don't want to mask up. There are a lot of folks that don't want their kids to have to mask up. Let's begin just in general with mask mandates. Do you think they work?
Well, masks are in an area where the messaging has really been all over the map. Early on, they said it doesn't help. Now they say it do. And again, always look at government mandates as a very last resort.
Let me just ask you, the mask mandates for our kids in schools, and kids are fidgety, especially young elementary school age, grade school age. Can you talk a little bit about your knowledge of this? And do we really need the kids to be with behind masks 8 hours of every day?
No, personally, I don't think so. I don't think we should have kids in masks. As you said, kids are very fidgety. I don't think it's necessary, and I wouldn't want to have my child in a mask all day at school. So, no, I don't.
I want to ask you, though, because everybody says, well, we're going to be guided by the science. Do you really think that's what we're doing here, or has this thing become so political? And I'm talking about at the local level, the county level, the state, the federal level. Do you believe this thing's gotten so political?
I do. I think the science is everywhere. And so I do believe that it is political.
Do you believe, for instance, in Dr. Fauci?
No. I believe in everybody has their own doctor who they can consult with about their body, and I think that's what people should be doing, going to the person that they believe has treated them, knows what their issues are, and that's what I've done.
Now, in your family, is most of your family and close friends, are they vaccinated?
Well, both. I have probably 50%, it's probably at a 50%.
I have tried. I've got friends that adamantly will not get vaccinated. They see people that end up getting sick. My brother, my older brother, and his wife, my sister-in-law, they tested positive in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually, and they're quarantining now. I'm just curious how do you tell your friends that aren't vaccinating that they should be vaccinating?
Well, I think the decision to get the vaccine should be one that is made by each individual based on what they believe is best for themselves and free of the influence by politicians and bureaucrats. And to be clear, I'm not saying people shouldn't get the vaccine. I'm saying they should do the research, talk to their doctor, and make the decision that is best for them, and free of governmental mandates and pressure. Kevin, I don't think this is a one-size-fits-all. Vaccination is supposed to protect us from COVID, and now we know the vaccination might not protect you, but it could limit the severity of the illness. It is constantly changing, this information, and that's what's so confusing to people.
Again, joining us, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2. Let me just ask you, earlier in the week, the governor's office put out a press release saying that there was going to be a big a statewide listening tour on how to spend $6.7 billion in the American Rescue Plan program, and that they would be listening all across the state to folks on how to spend this money. What about from your perspective? You spend a lot of the people's money, and I'm just curious.
Yeah, I personally don't, but yes, we do. we did the same thing with a portal to find out how we should use that America Cares Act. And we found that it was best suited to divide it between rental, businesses, and nonprofits who really suffered during COVID.
I'm just curious, though, and I came up with this all by myself. I didn't have to have anybody tell me this, but I'm just curious. This is the people's money that's being returned. Why not give it back to the people directly? If it's a $2,000 check or a $2,500 check, everybody can use extra money. I don't care who they are. Why not just give that money back to the people?
Well, because the people who they voted in Congress made that decision before it ever came to our level. This is the way it had to be spent.
Kind of the elections have consequences thing?
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious. So give me that breakdown again, that they wanted part of the money to go to
businesses who suffered during COVID. And okay. A lot of businesses, they were shut down, lost their business and are not coming back. And then there are nonprofits who have lost most of their programs due to being shut down. And we have to think about this. They were unable to raise money during COVID. And then we had to do the rent. You know, we had to help people with their rental, giving them rental assistance. That's the three things that, you know, we felt that the people who elected us most wanted us to do with the money, with the American Cares Act. Because as I said, we did a portal poll and asked people to let us know how they wanted their money to be spent.
That kind of segues real nicely into the eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend, has been resurrected by executive order. But even the president admits that it's probably not constitutional.
Absolutely. There are two issues here. First is the rule of law. Any moratorium should be an act by elected representatives and not unelected government bureaucrats, and should only be done with a clear plan to compensate property owners. While I sympathize, Kevin, with those who cannot pay their rent, this is what all the stimulus money was for. The second issue is there are millions of dollars in aid for renters, and instead of kicking that further down the road, we need to get this money to the property owners, because while they're not paying their rent, we have property owners who now cannot pay their mortgage. So we have to look at this. You know, first of all, again, we wouldn't even be discussing this if it had gone through the proper channels by elected representatives instead of having bureaucrats tell us, you know, what we need to be doing.
Now, let me just add, because, you know, in listening to the president and Democrat members of Congress, they all say, well, this money has already been approved and it's out there, but the states and the local municipalities can't get the money out to the people. Is that true or false? I mean, is there money available right now in the city of Las Vegas for this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's run through the county, and they are backlogged, from what I understand. But once again, there was a lot of stimulus money given, and I understand and I sympathize, because in the beginning, when everything was shut down and people weren't able to work, Dieter was not properly giving people their unemployment, and I know that for a fact because we were taking all the calls of the city and trying to direct people to the right resources. So I sympathize with them, but now there are jobs available, you know, and it's time for people to get back to work. We need to get everybody back to work. We have businesses right now that cannot open to a full schedule due to not having people. There's not enough work. So there's jobs, but not enough people that want to get back to work.
What happens in September when all the federal dollars go away, the $300 a week go away, do you expect that there will be more people back in the job market?
I certainly hope so, Kevin, because there are plenty of jobs out there. What is it? We're at a 15% unemployment rate, but yet there are jobs. So there shouldn't be a 15% unemployment rate. But I believe that's due to the continuing stimulus.
Well, we will see what happens there. Let me just ask you, we've got a number of candidates for governor. They're kind of lining up around the block. They view Steve Sisolak as being very vulnerable. What do you think of the field of candidates? And have you finalized on any one candidate?
I have, Kevin. I think we have some great candidates. We have John Lee, Joey Gilbert, and some of the other names mentioned. They're great individuals who would clearly be a better choice for governor than Steve Sisolak. But I have to tell you, I am endorsing Joe Lombardo. I have gotten to know Sheriff Lombardo closely during my time on the city council, and I believe his commitment to public safety is absolute, which, as a councilwoman, I know it's the number one priority, not only with my constituents, but the constituents of Las Vegas. During the unrest last summer after the George Floyd incident, he did an outstanding job of leading his team to keep us safe as a community. And I also know that public safety isn't the only issue you deal with as governor, or the only one that concerns me as a conservative. And let me tell you a few things that I've learned about Joe. Joe has already told me he'll veto any new tax the Democrats in the legislature send his way. He's already proposed election reform that would make it easy for people to vote and hard to cheat. Joe wants to eliminate ballot harvesting, and he would want to require people to show an ID. Joe won't abuse his executive authority. He won't use it to limit our freedom or to make himself more powerful. I think he knows the emergency powers are strictly for emergencies.
One of the questions I get about Joe Lombardo, and I got to tell you, I've interviewed him once here on the show, and he was very appealing. But one of the things people ask me is he conservative enough? First of all, can a conservative mayoral candidate win in Las Vegas?
As a governor, yeah.
Or as governor, I'm sorry.
No.
But I'm just curious if because I've been told by candidates like Dean Heller and others that in this state right now you can't be really far right conservative, that you got to be more towards the middle. Is that the way you see it?
Here's what I see. Joe Lombardo got over 70% of the vote in Clark County. Why? Because people believe that he was in what he did. He kept us safe. He listened to what the community needed. And I really think that he's going to have quite a bit of crossover just because he's proven to be a leader. It's not easy to lead Metro. It's not easy to keep a community safe. It's not easy to go through the things that he did during the riot. And I can tell you, we saw what happened across this nation, but Las Vegas didn't see what the rest of the country saw, and I believe that's through the leadership of Joe Lombardo.
Again, Victoria Seaman announcing her endorsement of Sheriff Joe Lombardo for governor, and this is going to be a fascinating primary race. And again, it's still early. There may be other candidates that are lining up around the block to get a shot at Steve Sisolak. Victoria, let me just ask you, the midterms are coming up. I know it seems like a long ways away, but it really isn't in political terms. Can you talk a little bit, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this one, what is at stake in 2022 in the midterm elections?
I think across the country we have a lot of things at stake. We have the safety, first and foremost. You see what's going on across the country in the crime rate that you've seen surge in New York, in Chicago, in Portland. So, again, if my constituents say that public safety is the most important thing, that's what we have at stake. The second thing we truly have at stake is the rule of law. Are we a country of laws or not? I mean, we see that happening every day across this country, that we are no longer following our Constitution. that's a huge thing that we have to think about. Are we going to be the same country that our founders founded this country upon, which was the opportunity for everyone to succeed and everyone to have an opportunity? So this is the main thing I think is at stake, is our liberties and our freedoms. And that right there is enough for people to take a step back and think about. Lead the world, or by are we going to be led by the world?
Good point, good point. In a final minute, there's always something going on in war, too. I don't know how you do it, but you've got events and you've got different things that are out there to help people and to let them interact with you. What's going on this weekend?
Oh, well, we have our Breakfast Buzz this weekend and War 2 Biz, which is, it's just our, we break that bread with the constituents of War 2, and it's probably one of our most popular events. We started this when I got elected. Of course, we had to take a hiatus. By the way, you haven't been to one of my breakfasts.
I'll make a point to be there soon, okay? I promise.
Okay. Well, this is a great event because we fill up the room with people just talking to each other, discussing events and discussing things happening in the ward. And then we have our Small Business Saturday every Saturday. I don't know if you're watching that on my social media, but we haven't missed a beat except during COVID, and we're back promoting those businesses in Ward 2 and making sure that everybody knows that they're out there and open for business.
Victoria, always good to visit with you. You have a great weekend. Have some fun out there with the folks, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Victoria Seaman, councilwoman in Ward 2. Duh. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American